This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
At the beginning of time, Al-Aqsa Mosque was built as a foundational structure during the era of Adam. Then passing through the miracle of Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj, the night journey, in the midst of time, to then resolve the conflict at the end of time between truth and falsehood in Palestine. What remains after all of this is one thing. As you stroll through Jerusalem, especially within the blessed grounds of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and as you're taken aback by feelings that you may have never experienced before, what should be on your mind during those moments? Listen to this talk, this is a suggestion, as you wander through the streets of Palestine and think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored this place with such a tremendous heritage of prophetic presence, leaving a mark in every inch of the land, through nearly every era, and how He has honored you to be here. Had the land beneath you, the walls around you, the air that you inhale been able to talk, they would tell you of a story of a prophet or a messenger who acted something of immense piety at that very spot that you are now visiting. This very place was the direction of prayer, the Qibla, for Muslims during the entire 13-year period in Mecca. And for an additional 16 or so months in Medina, it was there, in Mecca, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite to his companions the ayah, وَجَعَلْنَا بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةٌ وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ. Allah said, we made the son of Mary and his mother Mary a sign, and we gave them shelter in a secure place on a hilltop with a flowing spring. What is this hilltop that Maryam and Prophet Isa found shelter in? It was, according to many scholars, Jerusalem, the place that you have now arrived at. This is the place that heard the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, as Musa was given prophethood next to Mount Tur of Sinai, which used to be part of Palestine. This land heard the voice of Allah, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدِنِي وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. It is truly I, Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except me. So worship me alone and establish prayer for my remembrance. That was there in that blessed land. You've reached the very place that Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Moses, longed to set foot in. The place he ardently urged his followers to fight for in the path of Allah, to lay claim to it. But they lacked the resolve for battle, so he never set foot within its boundaries. And as his time here on earth was nearing its end, he beseeched Allah, he made a dua, yearning to pass away within a mere stone's throw from Jerusalem, because he couldn't get inside with his companions. And reflecting on this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَوْ كُنْتُ ثَمَّ لَأَرَيْتُكُمْ مَوْضِعَ قَبْرِهِ إِلَىٰ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ تَحْتَ الْكَثِيبِ الْأَحْمَرِ. If I was there, meaning if I was in Palestine, I would have shown you the location of his grave, next to the mount, under the red sandhill. SubhanAllah. This is the land of Palestine, where Allah Almighty halted the setting of the sun to aid the believers in their conquest of it. This occurred during the time of Prophet Yusha ibn Nun, who succeeded Prophet Musa and accomplished what Musa had longed to achieve, the conquering of Palestine. The battle began on a Friday, and as the sun was now nearing its setting, a dilemma arose. Combat was forbidden on Saturday, yet victory was not yet secured. And in that critical moment, Prophet Yusha gazed upon the sun and he said, أنتي مأمورة وأنا مأمور اللهم احبسها علي شيئا. You have an instruction, he said to the sun, meaning to set. But I also have an instruction, meaning to fight. Then he said, oh Allah, withhold it from me for just a short while. And it was withheld from setting until Allah Almighty granted him and the Muslims victory. Such an occurrence is unique to this place alone, in the city of Ariha, Jericho, nestled within the heart of Palestine, never replicated elsewhere. SubhanAllah. This is the place that you've arrived at that saw the decisive battle between the armies of Talut, or Saul, as is known in the Bible, and Jalut, or Goliath, as is known in the Bible. with Prophet Dawood as a young man being part of that believing army of Talut. And against all of the odds, it would be that young man, Dawood, David, who would kill Jalut, Goliath. And Allah Almighty said, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So they defeated them by Allah's will. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ. And David killed Goliath. وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ. And Allah blessed David with kingship and wisdom and taught him what he willed. All this happened where? It happened on the land, the blessed land that you just arrived at. Think about that. Absorb that. Take it in. This is the land that saw Dawood, the prophet of Allah, David, to grow and become a prophet of Allah, where as he glorified Allah, the mountains would do so as well. Allah said, إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. We made the mountains join him in glorifying us at sunrise and sunset. وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةَ كُلٌّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ. And the birds too in flocks all echoed his praise. On this land, Dawood had a son called Sulaiman, who also became a prophet and was granted an immense kingdom. It was there in Palestine where Sulaiman communicated with birds, and he heard the pleas of ants and understood the language of all creatures. This gift was a result of a bold dua that the Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman, he made on this blessed land, a place where so many du'as were answered. He said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. He said, my Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom such as will not belong to anyone after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. So what was the outcome of this du'a, this prayer? Allah said, فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابٍ. So we subjected to him the wind blowing by his command gently wherever he directed. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ. And we subjected the devils of jinn, every builder and diver. Imagine. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. And others who are bound together in shackles. Look at that kingdom he had. هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا فَمْنٌ أَوْ أَمْسِكْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah said to him, this is our gift, so grant or withhold without account. This is the land that you've arrived at, where Yaqub, Jacob, regained his sight through a miracle. It's where the wife of Imran dedicated her unborn child to Allah, leading to the birth of Maryam, Mary, who was served, who was attended by angels. Maryam, who would become the mother of Prophet Isa, Jesus. In this land, Prophet Isa and Yahya, John the Baptist, who were cousins by the way, they spread their messages of Islam and Tawheed to their communities. It was here, the land that you've arrived at, that Isa performed miracles, where he healed the leper, restored sight to the blind. He brought the dead back to life by Allah's permission. And according to prophecy, when Isa returns at the end of time, he will first appear in Damascus, and then he will proceed to where? Back to the land that you've arrived at, in Palestine. This is the place where he asked Allah Almighty for a table laden with food from heaven, which was miraculously granted as a sign from Allah. This is the place where Zakaria prayed for a child in his old age and his prayers were answered. This land that you've arrived at has echoed with endless recitation of Allah's scriptures all throughout time. Here, the scrolls of Abraham, Ibrahim were recited, and the Torah of Musa was recited. The Injil of Isa was recited. The Zabur, the Psalms of David were recited, and the Quran of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, continuing until the end of time. You stand at the very place where the Dajjal, the Antichrist, will be barred from entering towards the end of time. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَبْلُغُ سُلْطَانُهُ كُلَّ مَنْهَلْ لَا يَأْتِي أَرْبَعَةَ مَسَاجِدٍ. His dominion, he said, will reach every place, but he will not come to four mosques. Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, and Mount Sinai. And he said, the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Dajjal will not enter these areas. Philistine, Palestine, therefore, has always been and will remain central to the Muslims until the end of time. At the beginning of time, Al-Aqsa Mosque was built as a foundational structure during the era of Adam. Then passing through the miracle of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the night journey, in the midst of time, to then resolve the conflict at the end of time between truth and falsehood in Palestine. What remains after all of this is one thing: the gathering of all of humanity before the day of resurrection, and then their collective dying, and then their eventual resurrection from their graves for the day of reckoning. And again, it is Ash-Sham that is the land of Al-Mahshar wal-Manshar, the land of the assembling and the resurrection. So as you step onto this sacred land, let the weight of Palestine's past and present and future truly sink in. Realize the depth and the gravity of standing here in the heart of it all.